From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A suspected Syrian chemical attack is believed to have killed scores of people in the town of Khan Shaykhun in northwest Idlib province Tuesday. The Syrian military denied involvement, but White House spokesman Sean Spicer blamed President Bashar al-Assad and the policies of President Donald Trump's predecessor, Barack Obama.
President Obama said in 2012 that he would establish a quote-unquote red line against the use of chemical weapons and then did nothing. The United States stands with our allies across the globe to condemn this intolerable act.
If confirmed, Tuesday's attack, believed to involve sarin gas, was the worst instance of chemical weapons use since 2013. UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura was attending a conference on Syria's future in Brussels when he heard the news.
Every time we have a moment in which the international community is capable of being together, 70 countries tomorrow, there is someone, somehow, that tries to undermine that feeling of hope by producing a feeling of horror and outrage. But we are not going to give up.
A UN Security Council meeting Wednesday is expected to take the matter up. The U.S. UN ambassador, Nikki Haley, Tuesday called on Sudan to do a better job of caring for its own citizens as a way to draw down the UN peacekeeping presence in Darfur.
This council needs to see the Sudanese government do far more to provide for its people by meeting the agreed-upon benchmarks for Darfur, supporting an inclusive peace process, protecting civilians, and preventing community violence. It is not enough for the government to promise to do better. We need to see proof.
The UN is considering the future of the 10-year mandate of the 17,000-strong UN African Union force known as UNAMID. This is VOA News. A day before a U.S.-China summit was scheduled to get underway Thursday in Florida, North Korea launched another intermediate-range ballistic missile into waters off its east coast Wednesday. Troy Stangerode is an analyst with the Korea Economic Institute.
What we need to do is, at the upcoming summit meeting with China, stress to President Xi that this is something that we need to resolve, that the time is running out. But that's more of a private conversation than a public one.
The U.S. Pacific Command identified the missile as a KN-15 medium-range rocket, last test launched in February. The launch drew protests from Japan and South Korea. In Iraq, more than 20 people were killed Wednesday in attacks by Islamic State militants disguised as policemen in the northern city of Tikrit. Many of the victims were police officers. The attacks targeted a police checkpoint in the home of a high-ranking police official. Meanwhile, the UN said Tuesday it's expanding camps for people fleeing the fighting in Mosul. Some 300,000 have left the city since the start of an Iraqi campaign to wrest control from Islamic State in October. Iraqi forces, having already captured the eastern half, are contesting the western side of the city. In Venezuela Tuesday, clashes erupted between security forces and protesters opposed to socialist President Nicolas Maduro.
No es un tema que si nos vamos,
Opposition leader and Miranda governor Enrique Capriles said appeal for unity. He said Mr. Maduro has picked the path of dictatorship and Venezuelans must unite to oppose it. Tensions were heightened after the Supreme Court ruled last week in a decision that rendered the opposition-led National Assembly virtually powerless. Russian authorities say a Russian suicide bomber from Kyrgyzstan detonated Tuesday's explosives in a St. Petersburg metro train station, killing 14, wounding dozens. He said he was to have had his Islamist links. So far, no claim of responsibility. Terrorism analyst Greg Barton of Australia's Deakin University said Russia's involvement in Syria is making it vulnerable to such attacks.
So it's long been expected there'd be some sort of blowback for the Russian air campaign in Syria. But in a way, it's surprising that it hasn't manifested before now. To have a bomber who, in this case, is from Central Asia rather than from the Caucasus is the only thing about this which is a little bit surprising.
Kyrgyz officials identify the suspect as Akbarjan Jalilov, who was born in the city of Osh in 1995. Reuters reports South Sudanese soldiers attacked the residents of the village of Pajok. Witnesses who managed to escape to Uganda told of soldiers unleashing a slaughter of civilians lasting hours. The UN has warned of ethnic cleansing in South Sudan. In Iran, a 6.1 magnitude earthquake jolted the northeastern city of Mashhad on Wednesday. There was no immediate claim or report of casualties. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.